CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November. That's KQ4WHN. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateur radio are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. None heard. Is there any formal announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Heard there, but Net Control would like to take this moment to welcome everyone to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And as we have here today, let's take a moment to honor and commemorate Veterans Day. This is the day that is dedicated to recognize the brave men and women who have served in the armed forces, defending our freedoms and ensuring our safety. Their sacrifices, dedication, and unwavering commitment to duty have shaped the very fabric of our nation. To all the veterans listening in, we extend our deepest gratitude. Your courage and selflessness are an inspiration to us all. We thank you for your service, for the countless sacrifices for you and your families, and for the enduring legacy of freedom that you have secured for future generations. Let us never forget the debt that we owe our veterans, and let us strive to honor their contribution, not just today, but every day. So thank you, veterans. Appreciate it. Made it to Star Scout for myself, so don't have anything to honor on this end, but definitely appreciate you guys going out and doing that, and hopefully you get every benefit that you have coming to you. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight being Tuesday night, we'll begin our RAG 2, we'll begin our check-in with India through Lima, I through L. While we get ready for that, we've got some pre-net check-ins we're going to go ahead and recognize, and then we'll get started with the RF check-in. So stand by, we'll get the pre-net check-ins coming in from the website, and then we'll make our way to the I through L group. So get checking in on the website, Net Control like to recognize KC4PLT, that's Rich in Pendergrass, Georgia. KF4CKT, that's John in Honeypath. Got KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. Got K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. Got AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. Got W2AMD, that's Andy in Simpsonville. I've got KG4PFI Don and KG4QLQ Linda joining us there from Piedmont. I've got KO4ZEW, that's Ben there in Simpsonville. On the list, we've got WA4JJZ, that's Andy in Aiken. We've got KM4MOQ, that's Michelle in Ware Shoals. Got KK4DMW, that's Rick. And along with Rick, we've got KK4ONO, that's Lorena. Regulars to the net, and I always appreciate it when they bring the family and get them all registered here for the 2 meter net. Got KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. KB2BYQ, that's Dave there in Easley. And KG4WNP, that's Landon there in Greenville. I promised we're going to move on to the RF portion of the net, and that's going to start with India through Lima. India through Lima, call KQ4WHN.
WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Thank you so much for calling the net. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Mark, and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
WA-10. Mark, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4WHN. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4. Back to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. Thanks for every vent. 7-3.
Q4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James. James, thanks for coming in and spending some time with us tonight. Appreciate you checking in. Got W4IOE. That's Sid. Sid, always good to hear your voice, sir. Thanks for adding your name to the log. I've got KO4JKV, that's Duncan up there in Asheville. Good to hear your voice, Duncan. I've got KK4JBQ, that's Larry, and he brings along KC4MFK. Well, that's Donna, and they're out of Greer. Right down the road from me, it turns out. So thanks, one and all, for joining us tonight. Got an echo that... Got an Echo Link station. Echo Link stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
Net Control, please check in. KR4CZI. That's Kilo Romeo 4. Charlie Zulu India Walter. I'm in Anderson. I'm negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on net.
I'd like to recognize KR4CZI. That's Walter. Joining us via Echo Link tonight, sir. Good to hear your voice as always. Oh, I got another one that popped in, so let's do it. Echo Link stations. We'll continue on with Echo Link stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
Net Control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And Net Control would like to recognize KO4YHY. That's Jim there in Berea. Thanks for joining us again via EchoLink. Love all of the options that we have to check into the net. Let's take advantage of all of them as we can. I know I've done my fair share of website and EchoLink check-ins, so love the fact that you guys are taking advantage of that. All right, EchoLink stations appear to be handled for the moment. Let's go ahead and move on to the next alphabetic group. That's going to be Mike through Papa, M through P. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Please check in. Whiskey 0 November Sierra, Jonathan. Mobile and Pelzer tonight. Negative and negative.
Ridge 2-meter net and net control would like to recognize W0NS. Whiskey 0 November Sierra. That's Jonathan coming to us mobile from somewhere in and around the upstate. We'll just we'll leave it at that. Thanks for joining us tonight, Jonathan. Good to hear you out on the road and checking into the net tonight. Kind of a short list on the M through P group. I'm going to open it up one more time. Mike through Papa. Anybody want to check in? Call KQ4WHN. So be it. We've got no one else in that group, so we'll move on to the next alphabetic group, and that's going to be Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And happy Veterans Day to all the veterans. And it's the 250th anniversary of the United States Marine Corps, which 2LG was a United States Marine. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Q4WHN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom. Appreciate that.
Good evening, Chris. Semper Fi.
4 WHN with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize N0TR. That's Tom there in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tom. Always good to hear your voice, sir. And then I've got KO4QLG. That's Chris there in Liberty. Chris, Tom handled the Semper Fi, so I'll just say oorah. I got a Navy sign hanging up on my wall, but never served. Always just followed the football team and did a little ROTC in college, but never had the opportunity to get on board a big great ship and run around the world, which I always wondered how the life would have been if I had done that, but and this computer thing's worked out pretty well, too. So thanks for your service, Chris, and thanks for all those veterans that are out there. We're going to move on to the next alphabetic group, and that's going to be Uniform through Zulu. U through Z, call KQ4WHN.
Net control. If you would please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Lima Echo. That's KQ4ZLE. This is Anthony. I'm in Townsville, South Carolina, on Lake Hartwell. I mean, negative and negative, and as everyone else has been saying, just want to say thank you and much respect to each and every veteran that's out there. Without them, we would not have the freedoms that we have today.
WHM. Mark and everyone on the net, please check in. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo, Shane, portable in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
Everyone else on the net, could you please check in? KQ4YOO, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint in Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative 73.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize KQ4ZLE, that's Anthony there in Townsville. Hopefully you're having a great night tonight, Anthony. Definitely easier when you can stare out at the lake. Spent many nights down in the Columbia area staring at Lake Murray and thinking about all the peace and placidness that lies within. So always like to be near a body of water whenever I can. Net control would also like to recognize N4ZLK. That's Shane there in Cleveland. Good to hear your voice tonight, Shane. Thanks for checking in with us. And then I've got KQ4YOO. That's Clint down there in Honeypath. Down there is just south of me, so I'll just say howdy from way up here in Greer, the high pasture, the folks that think they're better off without cows, but they probably aren't. So love working through that area of the upstate whenever I can, and got a son who's in Williamston, so I always try and work my way there, in and around the area whenever I possibly can. So love that you guys are checking in with us tonight. Thanks, one and all. Let's move on to the next alphabetic group. That's going to be Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KQ4WHN.
WHN. Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry and Moore, negative and negative, good evening.
4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize KR4ACR. That's Terry there in Moore. Thanks for joining us tonight, Terry. Getting some pretty small groups here, so there must be something good on TV. Maybe all that basketball going on, but we'll muddle our way through there. Got an Echo Link station, so let's jump out to Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Mark, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself in the net. No traffic, no roundtable.
Recognize KA4PQA, Stephen there in Greenwood. Thanks for joining us tonight, Stephen. Glad that you can come in via Echo Link and join us and get your name on the logbook. Appreciate that. All right, we're going to move on to our final alphabetic group, and we're going to call the folks in from Echo through Hotel, E through H. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Please check in KR4 FNC. That's Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie. My name is Rick, and I'm in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4WHM.
Mark,
please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Tango Whiskey. KR4ETW, Chuck on mobile in Campbell.
KQ4WHN. Again, Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4, EEE, Greg, in Hendersonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net, Mark, and happy Veterans Day to those who served.
KQ4WHN with a Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control would like to recognize KR4FNC. That's Richard there in Simpsonville. Richard, if you're still on that HT from last week, man, you have found the X. You sounded fantastic tonight. Don't know if you're using a different rig or just standing in a different place, but you have definitely upped your game when it comes to the signal, sir. So welcome, and thanks for joining us tonight. I've got KC4EZN, that's Harry there in Candler. Always good to hear your voice, Harry. Thanks for joining us and checking in, getting your name on the logbook tonight as well. I've got KR4ETW, that's Chuck there in Campobello. Sound like, and your signal was great too, sir. I'm always impressed at how everybody's radio was better than mine, so thanks for checking in with us tonight. Then finally, I've got KR4EEE, that's Greg there in Hendersonville. Love your call sign, wish I had something close to it, but thanks for checking in, sir, and good to hear from you tonight. Okay, well, I got no more Echolink, and we have covered the alphabet, so let's do an all-call. Anyone, anywhere, sound of my voice, you want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Now's your chance. Call KQ4WHN.
4WHN, please check in KG4TNO, Al in Greenville.
4WHN. Good evening, Mark in the net. Thanks for calling the net, Mark. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home at Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
KQ4WHN with a Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control would like to recognize KG4TNO. Oh, that's Al there in Greenville. Thanks for joining us tonight, Al. Good to hear your voice tonight, sir. I've got KI4DOS, that's Gary. Gary's our Wednesday night net control, which I'm sure everybody knows. But don't forget to join Gary tomorrow night at the same bat time, same bat channel, as he'll be hosting the swap net along with the net itself at 9 p.m. And Gary brings along K3JOY Joy, his pretty little bride. Always like to get those two in the log whenever we possibly can, so thanks for coming in and joining us tonight, Gary. Good to hear you, sir. All right, anyone else? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Want to join us on the logbook here at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call now. This is KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Please check in. KC4SKD, Larry. And KG4AHS, Rhonda. Both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Hope you're doing well. And also by telephone relay, I want to check in my two younger brothers, N9TEC, that's Randall, and he's in Asheville, and also KF4GGF, Charlie in Goose Creek. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. KC4SKD clear.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control would like to recognize KC4SKD. That's Larry, and he brings along KG4AHS Rhonda, and some of his brothers, N9TEC Randall, and KF4GGF Charles. Thanks for bringing the family. I love when groups get together and bring the whole family in. That's always fun. All right, I got an EchoLink station that has popped up. So we're going to go back to EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg and Greer, negative and negative.
Control would like to recognize KO4WTQ. That's Greg there joining us from Greer. Thanks for coming in via EchoLink tonight, Greg, and joining us and getting your name on the logbook. All right, we've got folks still popping in, but anybody anywhere, if you hear me talking, that means it's your turn to try and get logged in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call now, KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Number one on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. I am mobile in traveler's rest. I will be in and out tonight, Mark. Thanks for calling the net.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control would like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick Mobile there out running around. Thanks for joining us tonight from the vehicle. Okay, I got my EchoLink stations. It sounds like we got majority of the alphabetic group, so I'm going to go ahead and say this is KQ4WHN, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for those checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. All right, well, as usual, you folks have not given me a complex list of topics to talk about, and I am bound and determined to keep this net going just a little bit longer, so if you need to go, well, we appreciate you coming in and checking in with us, but if you've got a topic you want to talk about, you can call in and see if we can get a conversation started. But I did want to update everyone that your net controller has received his State of South Carolina DMV tag with his call sign on it for the princely sum of $2. And if you see me out there running around in a black Honda CRV with the call sign on the back, well, I'm official. It's actually showed up yesterday. And I have been labeled King of the Nerds by my children. So if that makes you laugh, then you're in my company. Anybody out there have a conversation, question, or comment, or you just want to check into the net, call KQ4WHN.
WHN. W0NS, Jonathan, still mobile in Slavtown at the moment. Congratulations and hail to the king.
Minute to recover from. Jonathan, that you made me laugh so hard I scared the cat. That was great. Thank you, sir. Hearing anything and knowing that we have a second shift that kind of comes in just after 9:30, I want to bring up a topic of my own curiosity, just because we're in the middle of a whole bunch of solar flares and solar storms. Anybody got a favorite website or utility phone app that you use for trying to track all of this solar activity? I know that QRZ's got a widget that you can go and look at and see what bands are up and what bands are down and what's working and what's not working and general information about the space weather is always available to us in a very a varied and sorted number of ways that you can get in there. I've recently become aware of an app, at least for the Android side of the house, called Space Weather Live. That's Space Weather Live. A gentleman in Columbia pointed that out to me. And you can get, at the moment, a whole bunch of updates that pop up on your phone telling you about the coronal mass ejections and, all sorts of things that affect radio dynamics. And, my phone's been chirping a lot over the last 3 or 4 days. But anybody else out there got a website, an app, something else to kind of keep an eye on what is our biggest influencer on propagation, and that is our own nearby star called Sol? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that one. This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Give us a call if you've got an idea.
Evening, net control.
ZEW. I did a check-in earlier of a rep, but I was looking to the North Carolina single sideband net, and I don't know if you had talked about this one yet from your, or just tuning in, but a website called Solar CDX, that's Charlie Delta X-Ray, and it's a company out of Charleston, South Carolina, and they have a free website with a dashboard, and it has a very readable, little analog-looking dials to tell you what the different metrics are and what their influence is.
Sitting in front of my computer here, I have brought up Solar CDX, CharlieDeltaXray.com, and I'm going to have to explore this. This is a lot of information in one place that gives you a lot of details. It's got solar flares. It's got the KP index, the A index, details on geomagnetic storms, NOAA alerts, solar winds. Holy cow, these folks have really gone out and put together a lot of detailed information. So thank you so much. That is a good call out. I'm going to have to bookmark that one. So, all right. Anybody else? Thoughts, questions, comments? What's your favorite space tracking tool, software, or website?
Follow up on that. I know that it hits you with a lot of information on the home page, but on the top toolbar, click the button that says dash, D-A-S-H. Should bring up a dashboard that has the dials on it, and it's distilled the information a little bit a little more palatable and a little quicker to read. If you need the details, you can go to the main page, but this dashboard page just gives it to you at a quick glance.
I'm seeing 8 dials, and it's kind of good to fair, or poor to good. You've got quiet, active, and storm, low optimal storm, and there's an index here for insane. So that's good to know if we're in the insane portion of it. There's a BXGSM, which is currently pointing almost to the southwest and off the dial. So something to do with the interplanetary magnetic field. Really good information. If you know what you're looking for, you can come here and click on dash, and that's going to get you right in there. So good call out, sir.
Awesome. I have the dashboard bookmarked, and then if I want to go dig into the details, I'll go to the home page and dig into a lot of the more detailed metrics. But The North Carolina single sideband 80-meter net was talking about that on their tech net like a week ago. So I heard you talking about this and was just going to pass that along.
You know, one thing I'm always trying to figure out is what all the numbers mean, and I'm going to sit down here maybe in the next week or so and try and figure out the at least the elementary school version of solar weather so that I can maybe speak a little bit more intelligently about it, but there's all of these different numbers and indexes, and I'm getting these alerts on my phone, and the alerts are smarter than I am because it's telling me information that I don't really know what that means, but I know that maybe that some point later on I probably should not bother with turning on the HF radio, but that's good deal of really palatable information that you go in there and get a lot of really good information there. I see right now the solar flux, which is a lot of people's measure on what you're looking for when you want to go out and start doing some long-range conversations. Solar flux, I think, is better when it's 150 and higher, and it's currently 168. So a lot of these alerts that I'm getting on my phone app maybe are not currently active because the solar flux is in good shape, but I have not turned on the HF rig tonight, so not entirely sure. But again, great choice there. SolarCDX.com, solar charliedeltaxray.com. Chatting for a bit, and it's after 9:30, so anybody anywhere wants to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KQ4WHN.
KG4TNO. Topic there, I have a couple for you. SolarHam.com is a good reference. We update and have a lot of information and explanation on there.
SolarHam.com. Okay. I'm staring at that, and that has the same SFI number that Solar CDX has, so they agree on that. That's good. They're getting the information from the same place. I don't know if anybody spent any time looking at YouTube and the Space Weather Woman. Space Weather Woman has about a 20-minute YouTube channel that she does once or twice a week, depending on what's going on. And Tamitha Scove is her name. Dr. Scove is one of the experts in the topic, and I'm trying really hard to pay attention to what she's telling me there, but there's so much detail that I'm just completely ignorant about. But that's another resource that you might consider. But so far we got solarcdx.com and solarham.com.
One more for you. It's a three-day forecast from NOAA, and it is www.swpc.noaa.gov/products/3-day-forecast.
USL, I got that one. And typical government website, they made it difficult to follow, but if you go to the Space Weather Prediction Center, the SWPC, you can always search for SWPC and three-day forecast, and you probably find it just as easy. But yeah, that's a text version that gives you some good idea of what's coming, what they expect, the impacts, right from the government source, assuming we decide to pay them. You know, that's good information there. So they've got some indexes in the top right-hand corner, and then a three-day text forecast, as is the way of things at the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. One of my favorite government organizations, because they actually do real work.
We appreciate it. Have a good night, and happy Veterans Day to all of them out there that are listening. This is KG4TNO Al in Greenville, South Carolina. We'll be clear.
TNO, this is KQ4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, folks. We got a couple of really, or well, actually, three or four different good resources here. Anybody else have anything else to suggest when you're trying to figure out the space weather and what's happening? What do you go to? What do you use? What have you heard about? Give us a call here at KQ4WHN. I might have gotten a bunch of those off our chest. I'm also a fan of the World Radio League logging app. If it's something you haven't tried out, I would suggest you give a shot and take a look at WRL. The World Radio League is a often changing and frequently updated web app that will also have a desktop application for Windows and Mac, and has mobile applications for Android and iOS. The really cool thing about this thing is that it will also work when you don't have internet connection. So if you're out there doing a POTA, you can log your contacts without internet of any kind, which is super helpful. But the point of bringing up World Radio League is that they have a band connections. Nope, they have a band conditions button there at the top of most screens, and you can get just kind of a quick breakdown of all the bands and where they are, a lot like the QRZ widget. But if you're out there actively logging contacts in World Radio League, you can also find out the band conditions and know that, you know, hey, maybe you shouldn't be on 10 or 15 right now. You maybe should be on 20 or 40. Just super helpful kind of stuff that's right there at the end of your fingertips.
For WHN. Well, speaking of space weather, this is W0NS, Jonathan again, mobile. Do you know of any auroral activity that's being predicted for tonight? I'm seeing what looks like some redness in the western sky, and I've never seen it this far south.
Sir, I'm not aware of any. I heard the folks over on the Anderson repeater during their net tonight talking about what it is that they were expecting over the next couple of days because of the solar activity. And they were saying you might be able to see auroral activity as far south as northern Kentucky. But if you're seeing something in the area tonight, I guess we all need to look up and see what we can see, because that's we are getting bombarded with a lot of solar storms and solar wind, and you know, a lot of stuff coming off the sun. So if it's heading this direction, that would be a first for me. I know we had one, I think it was last year or maybe 18 months ago, where folks in the area were saying, hey, you know, I saw some aurora type activity. So if anybody else has heard anything about that, I would love to know about it myself. Come on, talk to us.
EW, this is Ben. I have heard several reports out of Boiling Springs, just north of Spartanburg, that they have seen a lot of redness in the sky this evening and some of the darker areas, which has been confirmed as auroral activity. So if what you are very possibly seeing it. I've also heard that you can use your camera phone to see if you can grab some pictures, and it may pick up some non-visible light that you can't see. So look at it through your camera phone. If that enhances it, then you are probably seeing some auroral light.
Hey, Ben. I'm feeling more and more compelled to run out there and take a look at that. I'm also doing a quick search to see if there's a good resource to help us find some details there. There's one called auroramap.org and one called lightswatch.com that has real-time aurora forecasts. And click on that real quick and see what we get here. The KP index is currently 9, which is aurora likely, but looking for anything that gives me details on where that aurora might fall. And their map from NOAA as of 0332 UTC, it doesn't show it coming much further than Ohio, but that's what forecasts are for. They're built to be wrong.
To WYFF4.com and look up an article starting with rare geomagnetic storm. And believe it or not, Chris Justice has some interesting maps on where it's visible and where you can catch it through your camera. And we are well within the camera zone. And of course, the visible zone, it all fluctuates. But it's made the news as of 6:30 tonight.
From the article, looks like the most relevant part of it is current projections show northern lights could reach parts of the southeast Wednesday night, which would be tomorrow night, which is extremely unusual this far south. And it talks about what Ben was referring to, the visible versus the camera lens only portion. And it looks like the visible comes down into that northern Kentucky range that I was talking about before. And we are within the camera only range, which is kind of Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, Tennessee, and the upper part of South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi. So might be worth spending some time on the porch. This is KQ4WHM with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're getting to that time of night where a lot of the conversations start to slow down just because people have to work, and it's Tuesday. So I'm going to go out there and throw out one more call. Anyone who wants to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, do so now. This is KQ4WHM. Any other comments? Any other space weather apps or WizGigs, weather, space weather applications, websites, anything else that anybody needs to know about, feel free to give us a call here. Blue Ridge 2-meter net, this is KQ4WHM.
KR4ATW.
W, come on, sir.
No comment on what y'all been talking about, just doing a radio check. Slip one in. I just put this mobile in the front seat and just hook it up, just see how it's doing.
Started off with a whole lot of static, but it cleaned up right away, and you sound clear, clean, and you're getting full quieting as you go along.
Just pulled out of the closet, so it may be a little dusty, but I did want to check to see if it was working. I know I can get out a little bit, but I didn't know the range. Hello, Ben.
Sir?
Hey, it's Chuck over in Capabella on the mobile. Just trying it out.
Sure, if you had busted out that ICOM or not, that mobile ICOM we programmed or not.
Negative. We'll try that maybe tomorrow. I'm on a Kenwood right now. Yeah, man, I didn't know if you hired me. I broke down. I'm on that Kenwood.
Yeah, I'm on a dual bander and the other side of the dual bander lit up. But so you're on a Kenwood mobile.
That's correct. Roger that. Marfa, let me step in. I'll clear out with y'all. Kara Ford, WHN. Kilo Romeo 4, ETW.
Well, Chuck, glad to help you out in getting that thing tested. Just a little bit of FYI. You sounded beautiful and clear right up until the last couple of words, and then there was some static. I don't know if maybe it's a loose mic cable or something going on as you getting ready to let go of the push to talk button, but it kind of repeated there at the very end. It happened at the very beginning, and it was beautiful all the way through in between. So I don't know what's going on there, but you might experiment with a little more. But okay, I think we got everybody checked in. We've got our conversation done. We're getting to the top of the hour, and it's been really quiet. So I'm going to get out of the way, and I'm going to go ahead and submit my net report. So stand by, and we'll get that done. U4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're now securing. Thanks for checking in tonight. We appreciate everybody's participation. Don't forget Gary tomorrow night on a Wednesday, same time at 9 o'clock, and I'm sure he would appreciate you coming in and checking in with him there. We're now going to return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73. Thanks, everyone, and we'll see you next Tuesday.